This is Ozarks at Large. On November 12th, Fayetteville residents participated in a special election. It resulted in voters deciding to issue $1.5 million in bonds to repay the remaining town center debt, $6.9 million to help fund Walton Arts Center expansions, and $3.5 million to help build a regional park. To find out what's next, earlier this week, I invited Park Planning Superintendent Allison Jumper and Walton Arts Center President and CEO Peter Lane to the Firm and Garner Performance Studio. One of the first questions I asked was what was Allison and Peter's reactions when they learned Fayetteville residents had voted to issue these bonds?
Yahoo!
Exciting! Let's go! That's what we thought. Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
Okay. It was a great start. It's a great platform for us, and I think for all of us, because it really spoke, I think, about what this community cares about, its passions. I think it bought into a lot of people realize and recognize that the Walton Arts Center and those other assets in our community, like our parks, are important for quality of life. And so our vision for how we see the Arts Center growing and what we see for all the other amenities are critical to what we expect in our community. And so I think it was a good start, and now we have a lot more work to do, but it was very exciting for many of us.
A lot more work. So what comes next? Now you've been promised all this money. What happens now?
We have to work for it. I mean, we have another $16 million to raise, in our case, for the expansion of our Dixon Street facility. So we move right into what we call the quiet phase of the fundraising, which is where we work with our various development consultants and team members and board members to secure the larger gifts and the commitments, and then move eventually into the public phase probably a year from now. So that's where a lot of the heavy lifting and our energy immediately goes to.
And what will the public phase be like?
Typically for us, what we do is we try to get about 80% of the commitment. So, you know, we'll try to get 80% of the $23 million up front and then move to the part in the campaign where we're a little bit more asking everybody to be involved. But right now, on one track, we're fundraising, and on another track, we're trying to move the design process along. We've just finished what we call schematic design and moving into design development. So now we know we want a door in a certain spot. We now need to figure out what kind of door and whether is the knob going to be on the right side or the left side, that kind of thing.
All the little details.
All the details, yeah, exactly.
And what about you, Allison? What's next for you guys?
Well, likewise, we will also begin to raise funds for the future plans of the park. We have about another $20 million to raise, but now that we have the eight secured, then we are starting with finalizing our master plan. We have a consultant on board, and they are currently working on that. So we're moving ahead, and we're hoping to be able to start construction by the end of next year. So we need to get those soccer fields built and get a place for our kids to play.
Now, did you have any funds already saved up going into this?
We did. We had about $4.5 million sitting ready to go. It was HMR funding, so that's there. And then the $3.5 million was a great boost. We're hoping to be able to build the eight million that we have secured. Will build the soccer fields, baseball, up to three baseball fields, large playground, a large open multi-use area, and a pavilion, and then, of course, all the utilities and infrastructure. But we're hoping to be able to raise enough money so that we can go ahead and build out the baseball complex completely. So that's our closest focus.
So what are you guys looking to do for the fundraising, as you fundraise more? You know, he mentioned going to private people and the kind of the quiet phase, mm-hmm. and then public. What will you guys do similar?
We'll be doing something very similar, yes. Yep.
Will you guys look into anything, grants or anything?
We will. We certainly will. There's a grant that we typically apply for through Arkansas Parks and Tourism, and it's for outdoor recreation. So we'll be looking at that probably next year.
And Peter?
We have a great base. There's over 1,000 people who give to the Walton Arts Center every year, and we raise half of our revenue every year through fundraising. So we have a lot of very interested folks who care passionately about the Arts Center and want to see it succeed, and we'll be involved in some way, shape, or form. When we look at $23 million, we divide it generally into a third public support from the city, a third from foundations, and a third from individuals. So that's the general outline of what we have from that perspective. And on the constructability side, it's just really a unique challenge. When you renovate an existing facility that is at a 95% capacity, one thing that you don't want to do is disrupt the programs and services that you offer. So when you look at all the Broadway and the theater and the jazz and the dance and the education programs, we want to be able to continue to do that while we're in renovation. So our schedule is to next summer pull back and close for a month or so, so we can do the majority of the demolition and construction and then move towards and do the front of house work, all the amenities that affect the public, continue to do that construction throughout the coming months. Then the following summer, take a little break again. When we close down completely, we can do the demolition back of house and do all of the needed production work, spaces that we want to build in Star Theater. And so we're looking at phasing it over 2 years, but being able to have a site where you can have construction and concerts at the same time. It'll be dusty occasionally in the corners, but our hope is that we can keep the Arts Center absolutely full and cranking on all those great programs we all expect, but at the same time be able to move towards getting this completed.
Well, now that you guys have secured these funds from the bonds, how does that work? Will that be paid all at once, or is there a set amount over the next couple of years? Does anybody know?
That is one of the meetings we're hoping to get further clarity on with the administration upcoming soon. But we certainly hope they write the check tomorrow. I'm not sure that will be the case, but it certainly will be well spent.
So that's another next important step, is sitting down and figuring out how that gets paid to you.
Yeah, the details are kind of key.
Details are key. Can I have a couple of details on your individual projects? I'll start with you, Allison. Can you give me a couple of details about the sports complex that you're building out on Cato Springs?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. The first phase that we'll be focusing on, as I mentioned, will contain about six natural turf soccer fields, as well as approximately 10-acre multi-use lawn that can be used for pickup games or concerts, anything that's just sort of a active or passive recreation really there, as well as baseball fields, three baseball fields, and a concession area, all the associated parking, lighting, playground, pavilion. So we're trying to build a little bit of everything to get started so that everyone has something to do when they're there. It's not just necessarily a sports park, but there'll be other amenities there to keep people active while their kids are playing.
How long do you think this might take you guys?
Construction-wise, we're probably looking at around a year. We won't get started until, probably close to the end of next year. And I imagine it'll take about a 12-month construction period to get that going.
Okay. And Peter?
Well, you've been to a show, you might have recently come to White Christmas, a sellout, and we know when you go into the lobby, it's crowded. So the first thing is we're going to bump out the lobby, create more area for concessions and just lobby space, add more restrooms. We have inside the hall some technical upgrades we really need to do, some ADA compliance issues, technical upgrades to the lighting system. We may have to do a little bit of work on some insulation work that has to be done. And then we'll move to Star Theater. We're going to double that size and change the orientation of the room. And then back of house, we're woefully short on space and basically storage area. So that'll be the next phase of that. And then at some point in there, when the city builds the parking deck, they'll need to use where our current offices are, and so we'll be putting new offices back there as well. So those are sort of how we sort of all the pieces that need to get kind of dealt with over the course of the next couple months. The piece for me, though, that is really exciting is that when we did the study, we know that our community is looking for places to have special events, more programs. There are lots of arts organizations that currently can't come to the Walton Arts Center, and our current resident companies want to grow and do more. And so we think that between the front of house and the back of house changes, as well as Star Theater, we're going to be able to accommodate a lot more activities in general, which is a a great boon to Dixon Street, but also our entertainment district and our city as a whole.
So it's important to have these types of projects because it does benefit the community, so it benefits a lot of people. But how did what prompted you guys to do take on these certain projects? I mean, you could argue that you could it's expensive and it's a lot of work. And so you could argue, well, like the Walnut Center, you guys have a system for dealing with the space that you have. You've come up with a system. It works. You know, parks, there are parks out there. You're serving the community. You can change times and fill more dates, things like that. And I guess that might be the cheaper way to do it because it doesn't mean knocking something down or digging up something to construct it. So what prompted you to be like, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to do it now.
I think I'm going to jump in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer that by saying one word, growth. I think when you look at this community, we are growing like crazy, and people have a higher and higher expectation for what our services are going to be as an organization. And whether it's a public citizen who loves to ride the bikes on the trails or use the parks or come to arts events, the growth is, and our audiences have demanded that we provide more of these opportunities. At a 95% capacity, we hit the wall quite some time ago. And for the Walton Arts Center's perspective, we need facility growth to be able to grow as an organization and continue to meet the needs of our region and our citizens. They're demanding more. We want to offer more, but we can't without facility growth. And so part of the strategy is a multi-campus strategy. We have to fix our cornerstone facility at the Walton Arts Center on Dixon Street. That will always remain the cornerstone of what we do. The AMP is our contemporary rock venue that creates revenue to support those programs and services that we do. And long term, we have plans for a larger hall.
And I would add to that, our project really stemmed from the community. And it came out of a master plan process that was started back in 2000. And so the community came forward and said, we would like to see recreation in one area so that we don't have to drive, you know, to 2 or 3 different places around town to take our kids to sporting events or to hit a trail that we'd really like to ride or walk. So ours came from the community, not to say that our programs aren't growing, because they are. And, you know, we do need additional facilities. But I think one of the primary reasons was to get it all in one area. So a family might come to the park and spend the entire day there. You know, they may have tournament games during a Saturday. Mom and dad can go for a walk. They can go to the playgrounds, maybe take their older kid to get on a zip line. So we're trying to offer more of a destination area that someone could spend an entire day there. And it's certainly having facilities that we can host larger tournaments will bring, obviously, more funding into the area. So that's definitely a plus. But I would like to emphasize, I guess, that the community really brought it up and it came out of a public process.
And how much space do you guys have to work with?
We have 200 acres out there.
200 acres.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. And was that something you purchased or was that donated? Or
it was actually donated, yeah. It has the land itself has quite a history, and it's actually came out of a public-private partnership that was advertised during the previous administration, and the real estate economy, you know, kind of didn't really produce as we thought it would back in 2008, and the property ended up with Chambers Bank, and they graciously went ahead and donated the land to us, as was in the original contract, so we didn't have to pay a dime for it.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's always nice.
Yeah, very exciting for us to get free land, yeah.
All right, well, tons of things to look forward to here in Fayetteville. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to add or any final thoughts on the process?
I'm just happy that the community's out there supporting us. We want to be able to build the best facilities that we can and offer a variety of recreation for everyone.
It's really great to be in a community that has such overwhelming support for projects like this. I think it makes us all very grateful to be working for the organizations that we do when we have that kind of support.
All right. Well, Peter, Allison, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Park Planning Superintendent Allison Jumper and Walton Arts Center President and CEO Peter Lane. They stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. This is Ozarks at Large.